Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's locked, cocked, ready to rock.
I don't know what happened here on the crosstalk. We'll get to it in a second. Carmen just disparaged all pickleball players. He didn't like it, didn't want any pickleball courts being built. Now, he did clarify a few things for me that I didn't miss. He's not against building pickleball courts. He's just against building a pickleball court at this park because he says it's overly congested.
And that's fair. But, you know, when you sit there and start saying, oh, it's for a rich person's sport, and, oh, I don't see anyone, any kids playing it. Wait a second. Park districts have always been about everyone. And when kids are not playing on the ball fields and the diamonds, you have old people taking classes and taking part in things inside the park districts. So, and it is, I cannot tell you, it is so incredibly popular. They said that the largest age bracket for pickleball players now is 18 to 34. 18 to 34. Yeah. It's no longer the 60-year-olds that are playing it. As the only ones.
I've heard in our neighborhood that there are kids playing. I have not played pickle yet.
It's easy. It's an easy sport to teach
learn,
kids,
right. Yeah.
Because it's another, it's like with golf. Golf is hard to, you know, you have to pay for golf. You have to be able to go afford it.
It's expensive with the equipment.
It's a lifelong sport.
Right.
Pickle is a lifelong sport. If you want your kids to pick up a sport, try pickle. It doesn't cost anything.
Do you think people will play pickleball in 20 years? Or is this a fad?
No, it's not a fad because the growth rate over the last 3 years, according to this pickleball website, is 223%.
And this has been, that's now.
No, 20 years. Pickleball has been around for 20 years. It is just in the last 3 years that it has really picked up speed.
All right. By the way, I'm going to be out tomorrow after the show. We've got a happy hour for you. No yelling about pickleball. That won't be tolerated. I will not have any of it. We are just going to be having fun drinking Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon. We are going to be at a place called Slightly Toasted. That is apropos. It's my favorite drinking day of the week. It is Thursday. Slightly Toasted is right near the Ogilvy train station. The exact address is 22 North Clinton. So come out and see me tomorrow after the show. The event starts at 5:30. I'll be there a little after 6. We'll go a little after 8 o'clock, and we'll be giving away a twosome to our golf outing, the Grip It and Sip It Classic. This is a sold-out event. The only way you can get a spot in the golf outing is by attending the Slightly Toasted Happy Hour tomorrow at 22 North Clinton, brought to you by Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. I hear we have a putting green there.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's how we're going to give away the twosome or not, but we're going to have fun. We're going to drink. And I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
Nice.
Tomorrow night.
I hope Carmen is listening because our dear friend Tracy Butler from ABC 7.
Did she call in?
She just texted me.
She should call in.
Her high school daughter and her friends go out and play pickup pickleball games all the time.
Yes. So is she mad at Carmen?
She should be.
See, because
Carmen disparaged like 8 groups of people all in one rant.
When Carm gets it revved up, like again, this is Carmen to a T. Carmen, again, you can tell Carmen that all of his tires are bad, and there will be a 3-hour wait, and he will have to stand on the side of the road on 55 on the way home. And I'll be like, well, what am I going to do? It's a nice day. I'll sit here for a while. No big deal. But you tell him about pickleball in this, and he'll go crazy, and he'll tell you, rich man sport. No one likes pickleball. You're an ass if you like pickleball. Like everything, just go over the top. Carm, you're gonna have to sit on the side of the shoulder. Okay, do not leave the highway. You have to sit on the side of the road on 55 in the sun for the next 3 hours. No tow truck.
And he's fine.
What? what are you going to do? You know, I understand it's a busy time. It's rush hour. You know, I got my phone here. I'll take a look on Twitter right now. I'll prepare for tomorrow's show. Could be worse. That's Carmen.
Yeah.
That's Carmen.
Yeah. It's because they're messing with his baseball. That's what it is. They're messing with his baseball. I hate to tell Carmen this, but anyone who works in the sporting good industry has access to the numbers, right?
You, this computer with the pickleball stuff.
You're also biased
because you're on the pickleball site, so it could be skewed.
Okay, so would baseball's numbers be skewed? Hello? Right now, in terms of participation sports, football has the fewest that participate at 5 million. Soccer, 12 million. Baseball, 15 million. Tennis, 22 million. Golf, 25 million. Basketball, 27 million. Pickleball, 36 million.
Do you guys believe this?
Running and biking.
I feel like Peggy's on the National Pickleball Association.
You're talking about all of... This is one reason why pickle is so popular, because...
Anyone can play.
Well, not only that, but... It doesn't stop like so many sports. If you were a high school baseball player, you don't play in college. That's it. Okay, you play in a men's league. You play in pickup softball, whatever. But for a lot of people that played tennis, there are now alternative racket sports that they didn't have all these years. So you have a lot of high school athletes who played tennis who are very good at pickle now.
Yes, yes. Brooks in Hinsdale, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brooks?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, just going to chirp up Carmen, classic old white dude take right here. I actually want to propose to Carmen. I will be hitting him up on Twitter. I would like to give him 101 odds in a game of pickleball. And my question to him is, if you don't accept it, which I'm not sure that he's going to get 2 points off me, but if you don't accept it, I don't know that you can call it, that you can't call it a sport. Because it's one of those things that, yes, it is. The reason why it's fun to play is anyone can play it. But it's only as easy as your level of competition. So if I'm playing, someone's playing out there playing Carmen, then yeah, it's going to be easy. But if you're playing like you guys just touched on, someone who played tennis or someone who has like background and has, you know, fast hands, pretty skilled. I mean, it's like, you know, the game is only as easy as who you're playing with.
But
so that's
Brooks,
what I would say to Carmen.
That's a great
Brooks,
point.
I've watched on ESPN or I forget where, like these doubles matches where Andre Agassi and John McEnroe are playing against each other. Like Steffi Graf is paired obviously with Agassi and someone's paired with McEnroe. And these games are incredible. Like the back and forth and the volleys on these things. So like that's another thing about Carm. It's one thing to be against having a congested park, having a court. But then when he doubles down and he's like, it's not a sport. That's when he gets out ahead of himself.
Yeah. All right, here's another.
So you're giving him 100-1. You're giving him 100-1 that he won't get two points off of you.
No. 100-1 that he 100-1 to win a game. Game is up to 11. I would do even odds with him. I think the spread of what would that be like? A game's up to 11, so I think that's 8.5. I'll give him an even odds 8.5 spread. And keep in mind, he can put whatever he wants on either of these.
Okay.
Anything you want.
I like this. All right. So there you go, Brooks. We'll get your information. So Carm, he's listening. He will give him 100-1 that he will not beat him. And then he will give him 8.5 in a game to 11.
Sure. I would take that.
For even money.
And not only did Tracy Butler text me and tell me that her teenage daughter plays pickup pickleball games, but Lindsay Adams, in our sales department here, one of our, you know, lovely, wonderful people, so do her teens.
Oh, how about that?
Pickleball's a gym class unit now. It's been, like, ever since I was in high school, it's been a gym class unit.
See, so it's not that new. It's just in the last 3 years where it's really picked up steam since the pandemic.
Jared and Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jared?
Well, I wish Carm was still here, but nonetheless, I'll go to Peggy's side and just echo that you can see the growth. I mean, Sylvie, you're familiar with Skokie. They just put in 6 new courts at Oakton Park behind the pool.
Sure.
They opened up yesterday. I texted, I live 2 blocks away. I texted some people in my pickleball group. I said, Skokie's open. I'm walking over there at 6:30. I got there. There's 12 of us there.
So they were already one day old, and there are already 12 people using it.
12 people that I know, and there's families there. I mean, there were six courts. Four of them were being used within 6 hours of opening. So it's happening.
You know, Jared, when in Florida, in this East Naples neighborhood, they took this old park, and they just filled it with pickleball courts. There had to be, I think I counted, there were over 40. So there were between 40 and 50 pickleball courts. We got there at 8:30 in the morning, and you sign up, put your name on a chalkboard. There were already easily maybe 200 people playing. Easily 200.
That's crazy.
Within an hour, there had to be 500. Oh. So if all these people are paying $5 a day just to pay, a park district is making a couple thousand. They're making $1,000 a day on people playing pickle.
Why? Because they're renting them?
Yeah, pay for a pass. You just go pay $5, you know. It's unbelievable. So I don't know what they make off of, like, say, my kids' baseball, you know, travel baseball team. All that money pretty much goes to the travel league, and only some of it goes to the park district where their games are.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much money they're making off of it, but...
David's got a point about rich people sports. David, you're on ESPN 1000.
Oh, what's up, guys? I'm over in Grand Rapids. I was just calling to bust his chops, too, but... I felt like I was in 1998 when baseball was, like, growing and Carm was 21 years old. And, you know, he's mentioning the demographics of pickleball. And I'm like, dude, you're 40. I'm 49. I think he's 48 or 47, right? I'm like, you're old, just like me. I mean, this is, like, the 40s is your prime time for playing pickleball. It's great. And I love baseball, too. But, you know, guaranteed, like Peggy was saying, you throw a baseball diamond there and compare what gets used more. It's going to be pickleball, like, by 30 times. Like, kids aren't playing pickup baseball anymore like it was when we grew up. So, sorry for the background noise. My damn lawn guys just decided to get here.
No, it's all right. It's all right. There you go. He's got the landscaping crew over. But, like, I think he wanted to say, too, that the baseball equipment is way more expensive than playing, like, pickleball.
Yeah.
Like, Braxton... for an eight-year-old, my son is starting the travel thing, which I think it's too early, but this is when it's starting for eight years old.
Don't get me started on travel.
I know, but I'm with you on this, too. I don't love it.
I don't either.
And my philosophy is there are a lot of these kids who have these $300 bats. My philosophy is at 8 years old, you do not get a bat for even, you don't get a $100 bat.
Right.
I got him a bat for $80.
Right.
That, to me, is an expensive bat for an eight-year-old. I'm still stuck in the old days.
Right.
$80, it's a good bat. It's well-reviewed. Like, he's using now his friend's bat that he likes more. And he's like, I want this bat. I said to my wife at the game, I go, how much is that bat? The bat's $380.
Come on.
It's $300 more than the bat I got him. I looked at him, I go... There's no chance. You're not getting that bat.
You can borrow his bat at games.
Are you out of your mind? You're not getting a bat for $400 at 8 years old.
Sylvia, really, it just bothers me because...
So what's the rich person's sport?
Yeah, exactly.
That's because my point.
People are spending mortgage payments, car payments for their kids to play travel, baseball, gymnastics, club volleyball, whatever, you pick it, you know, club baseball, AAU basketball. They're spending mortgage payments, and their kids are never going to play maybe high school, maybe not. And you're complaining about giving them an opportunity to play a sport that they could play throughout their entire life, and it doesn't matter whether they make the team or not in high school? I mean, that's...
We have a developing story to this. Let's go live to Western Springs right now where we pick it up with Isabel, who would like to contradict some of the facts that Carmen has
he wasn't
brought
telling the truth.
That Carmen's brought to the table.
He was spinning it.
Let's not let facts get in the way of a good rant. But Carmen doesn't even know what he's talking about. The temporary parking lot that he so belovedly parks at for youth baseball was just because they tore down tennis courts. And this pickleball court has been in the plans for 2 years and raised money privately for these pickleball courts. So there's no village funding for pickleball courts going up overnight and taking away an existing parking lot. It's just ridiculous.
So this money has been raised privately. This is not...
Correct.
This is not the... So the friends of the parking lot have no bearing in sticking their nose in here. This is privately funded.
Are they naming the courts? Are they naming the courts after the sponsors?
It's the parking lot, and that's Carmen. There's no multiple friends of the parking lot.
Are they...
The baseball parents are the friends.
Are the pickleball courts sponsored?
That I don't know. I just know there's been fundraisers and private donors.
I bet they're sponsored.
To raise the money.
Yeah, I bet they're sponsored, and they get to put their sign up, just like at baseball games, where the sponsors are able to put their names up.
The scoreboard is sponsored by a local bank or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Isabel, let me ask you this.
That's kind of what he's talking about.
How do you plead when Carmen brings up that this is a dangerous situation already, that Gio and his other friends are in peril when they get out of the car and they are taking their equipment to try to get to the field as it is, and this will just make an overly congested situation more congested?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not a great setup the way they have it, but even before the tennis courts were torn down, there was just as much evening tennis playing as there will be pickleball playing, so it was already a mess. So I know he's probably gotten used to having parking for a year and a half, but it's always been a mess. It's probably always going to be a mess, but it is not at the peril of the pickleball player.
Okay. Isabel, stay there for a second. We'd like to bring in a special guest. Can you conference it in, Mellor? Because I don't know how these phones work anymore, if they're still the same. Isabel, we lost Isabel. It did drop. But if she could call back, Carm is on line 10.
Of course he is.
This is community radio at its finest.
Oh my gosh,
this
you're not kidding.
Like when I was in Iowa, how we used to do things, when we'd handle things on the air like this. Carm, how do you respond to
welcome
Isabel?
Welcome to Western Springs WSPR.
I only caught the tail end of what Isabel was saying. She talked about the congestion, but it's always a mess, and she's right. I just thought it was funny. A guy from Hinsdale and a guy yelling at his gardener called in to talk about pickleball. See you guys.
What an
All
ass.
Right, so Carm.
What an ass.
Right, Isabel called back, but Carm didn't even want her to really debate.
A guy from Hinsdale. So now he's ripping Hinsdale. Be careful, Carm. It's not good for you.
And isn't Hinsdale where all the good restaurants are, too?
Yes.
Oh, don't they? Everyone in Western Springs, that's where they go.
Yes.
What is Carm's sponsor? What does he endorse? He always talks
Elmwood
about
Park.
Elmwood Park. So he's going to Elmwood Park anyway.
Yeah, he does.
He better stay in Elmwood Park.
That's right, because now
he's not welcome in Hinsdale anymore.
They don't want Carmen anymore.
Or there's going to be, I think there's going to be some sort of a showdown this weekend at the park.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All those people in their 1980s Michael Jordan shorts playing pickle. Up against all the dads with their beer bellies and holding disguising their beer and their koozie at their kids' games.
With their coaches' shorts.
Oh, with their coaching shorts.
Yeah, some of them still wear their baseball spikes.
They're going nose to nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them wear their sleeveless shirts, hats turned backwards, ready to argue.
I love how he goes, I just find it interesting, a guy from Hinsdale and a guy whose gardener was there.
I think Carmen's going to put on the eye black for this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a showdown.
Yep.
And I may ditch my kids' games.
Just to watch.
Just to go to Western Springs.
I know.
This came out of nowhere.
I would, but my kids got graduation. In Austin, Texas.
Blow it off for
And
this.
I'm really sorry, Carmen, if you think that that's like a rich person's school.
Yeah, how dare you ever send your child to a college?
Oh, that's he's a man of the people.
That's a rich person's
Carmen
thing.
Carmen is a man of the people. Look at that. Look at that.
All right, 312-332-3776. I don't know how we got here. But
I don't know, but look at the phone lines.
And I got to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I really have. It was a nice little break.
I texted you guys. I was like, I have no idea what we're doing today. I'm like, and you guys were giving me a hard time. You're like, oh, it's our baseball bonanza. And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, we were goofing around. Big Cat's going to join us at 4 o'clock. I've got a beef to settle with Big Cat, too. It's why I wore my Duke shirt today. If like, he hates Duke. I'm Team John Shire. You know, Shire's a great guy.
Sure.
Friend of mine. So I support Duke. We went to our first Duke game. So I'm wearing my Duke sweatshirt today. He'll join us coming up at 4 o'clock. I've got a poll question I want you guys to weigh in on. We do want to talk about the Bear Stadium situation. There's a good topic, too, that I'm interested in getting your thoughts on streaming, Peggy. I think you'll be very good as someone who's been in the television industry for now, what, 60 years?
Yeah.
Is that how long you've been in TV?
Yeah, funny.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Peggy's in for Waddle.
ESPN Chicago's coverage of the 2024 football schedule release is presented by our partners at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana.
Waddle and Sylvie, from our State Street studio to your hellish commute home, we're there with you making it bearable. Never mind. Back to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Just a gorgeous day out there. Feels like summer. We've had a great spring.
Mm.
The thing that I probably, and I whine about a lot of stuff, the thing I whine about probably the most these days is no more springs in Chicago. That we have not had, like, April and May from when we were kids are no more. That it just goes from winter to summer. We, like, April and May's are now rainy and cold. We have been blessed with, even though it's rain, sure, but we've been given these 70-degree days. Today's 80. It's been gorgeous. I love it. I haven't froze my ass off at some of these games. We've been able to get out to Wrigley and enjoy some of these youth sports day. I'm sure you've been golfing.
I played this morning, had no idea it was going to be as nice as it was early.
Yeah.
And I had slacks on. I had sleeves on my golf shirt. And typically in this kind of weather, you know, skirt. It's awesome.
Yes.
It was fantastic out today.
Yeah, it's been great. Again, tomorrow I'm going to be at Slightly Toasted. 5:30 the event starts. That's a place in the loop. A lot of the city people always say, hey, what about these events in the city? I know Kevin Warren has been bugging me saying, we love the city. So come on out, Slightly Toasted. 5:30 tomorrow. I'll be there a little after 6 when the show ends. It's brought to you by Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's 22 North Clinton. And we'll be giving away a couple of spots to our golf outing, which sold out in a mere minutes. Here's our Twitter poll. Danny came up with this today. Danny said, because of the schedule release, which you weren't sure about. I heard Cap was surprised about this, too.
Stunned.
Yeah. That like a lot of people were figuring that the schedule was still coming out tomorrow. And it's a couple of reasons that people look forward to this is, A, we like to see when these games are going to be played. Who are they opening against? People with season tickets like to divvy up the tickets. For me, I like to plan road trips because right away, for instance, when I knew I was going to take the boys to the Chiefs game last year, that I knew was going to be a ticket, A, that was going to be in demand. And Kansas City isn't the biggest town, so hotel rooms get sold quickly. The day that it was announced, I hopped on the Marriott app, Bonvoy app, and I got a room for like $300 for a suite. 2 days later, those rooms were going for well over $500.
Right.
Just because, you know, the dynamic pricing, and if you get out in front of it, if you jump on these things very, very early. So if you're like me, you like to travel to some of these games, you like to solidify these rooms quickly. So a lot of people thought it was coming out tomorrow, and they announced it's not coming out till Wednesday. So Danny said to us, and I heard Abdallah bring up an interesting point. It's even a news story that the NFL is delaying the schedule release. That's a news story that we're talking about. Oh, the NFL is delaying the schedule release. And they spend 10 minutes talking about that. That's how big the NFL is. So Danny wanted to know this, and we made it a poll question. Right now, as a Chicago sports fan, these are some national, some local stories. What are you most interested in? And I grouped a few of these together. And I'm getting some flack from some on these. Because I was going to put A as local baseball, but I just termed it Cubs and White Sox. And a lot of people are saying, why'd you put the Cubs and the White Sox together? Well, because it's local Chicago baseball.
Yeah.
It's our two local baseball teams. So that's why. So is it A, Chicago baseball, the Cubs and the White Sox? Is it B, the NBA playoffs? Is it C, the NFL schedule release? Or is it D, the Stanley Cup playoffs / draft? That way you're getting the playoffs and possibly
hockey
some
in general.
And right, yeah. Like some Blackhawks.
Yep.
Who are they going to take at number two in there?
The
Hawks, for those who aren't aware, they had a chance to get the number one overall pick. They were put in the number two spot. That's where they had the best odds. They didn't go down. They didn't go up. They got the number two spot.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to get a very, very quality player, which is exciting for them. And I have to say, I actually was paying attention last night, even though I was out to dinner, family dinner for someone's birthday. And I was looking around trying to see, oh, do they have the NHL lottery on? So I was interested in that. But for me, it's definitely the NFL schedule release. I mean, we plan. We know that the Bears are headed to London, and our group of friends tries to plan on going on a Bears trip. So every year, groups of friends will pick a game. So everyone wants to go to London. So, yeah, we're like waiting because we want to get our airline tickets.
Your dates. You don't know the date yet? Or do you kind of?
I kind of.
Do you have an inside scoop?
Maybe. Maybe. But
October, right?
I would assume.
Yeah.
I would assume. But, you know, we want to get our tickets. And it's just like, you know, like every time the Bears are playing Tampa, that was a big road trip game. You want to get your tickets. You want to get your lock in a good price for your airline tickets and get your hotel rooms. So, yeah, it's like a vacation trip. Not for me anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, still, you could still enjoy it and then do the
totally.
Post game show.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Did you peek? Did you vote?
No, I have not seen it.
Boys, did you guys peek? Because Danny believes that out of everything going on currently for the Chicago sports fan, that the schedule release with the Bears being good again and them contending for a playoff spot, that the schedule release will be what Chicago sports fans are most interested in. The simple thing of the NFL releasing the schedule will be what people are most interested in. Did you guys look?
I saw when I voted.
Okay,
yeah.
Mellor, did you?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Peggy and Mellor guess how this is going. Again, it's local baseball. It's NBA playoffs. We have some. You have a couple of really fun stories in there. Jalen Brunson's a really good story. What Oklahoma City's a really fun story. What Minnesota and the Timberwolves are doing is a really fun story. There's some good stuff going on there. The NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Hawks. And of course, the Cubs are tied for first place. And then we grouped it in for Chicago local baseball. What do you think is leading the way? We've had over 2,000 votes.
Oh, wow. Mellor, I'll let you go first.
Boy, I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
Huh. We're all interested in the NFL schedule release, but I don't know if it's
is it because we carry the games?
No, I think Sylvie's right. I think Sylvie laid it out. Like, if you're a Bears fan, a lot of people are interested because they're planning, hey, what road trip do I want to do this year? You know, which cities fall in a good spot on, you know, based on my work schedule, like my kids' school schedule. I think all that stuff comes into play. But I don't know if it trumps and maybe this is my own bias. Like, the NBA playoffs have been absolutely, you know, the Timberwolves have me like, they're must-see TV right now. So,
But, man, the Bulls have been off the radar.
It's true. It's like this,
you know,
is,
and it's still national.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't know where to divorce, like, my own personal interest versus what people locally are watching. I still think the Cubs, I think, because they're playing well, I think that's going to be the leading vote-getter.
All right. I am going to think in terms of the excitement of each of their fans. The Bulls are not in the NBA, so I'm not putting the NBA up there. The Blackhawks, well, they have an interest in the lottery, but not enough Blackhawk fans right now. I'm going to say I think the excitement for Bears fans over this team and the schedule, I am going to take the Bears, the release of the NFL schedule.
Neither of you is wrong. I think you guys both, you got one and two. So leading the way is local baseball.
Okay.
So the Cubs love probably is what's pushing this. And there are still some, obviously, Sox fans who, even though they stink, watch their team every day. Like, they go home and they watch or listen on ESPN 1000. 39.5% of the people say the Cubs and the Sox.
Okay.
And then you're not far off, Peggy. 36.5% of the voters say the NFL schedule release.
Wow.
The simple thing of the NFL telling you, we know the opponents. All they're doing is telling us the order and the dates of when they are playing.
Right.
That's all this announcement is. Think about that. And there are still 36.5% of the people who say that is what they're most interested in Chicago.
Well, think about this. Only 60,000 people can go to those home games. So that if you have access to tickets, you want to know immediately when they're playing. You know, when's the Jacksonville game? When is the Packers game? That is a very few number of available seats. So, yeah, the interest is like, oh, yeah, we got to try to get the tickets for that game.
When's the bye week, you know? Like, is it going to come in a good time for the Bears?
God, our bye weeks have been so awful the last few years because they've been so bad.
I know a lot of people are really interested in the London week, too. Because, you know, there's a lot of Bears fans who are like, we want to go to London, but that's a huge undertaking, and where it falls on the calendar could prohibit some people from going.
So again, about 39% for Cubs and White Sox, 36.6% for the NFL schedule release, 13.4% are with Meller on their interest in the NBA playoffs. But again, quite low compared to the two local stories, 10.7% to the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's now almost 2,200 votes. You can vote on my Twitter handle, @WaddleAndSylvie. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers, Toyota Let's Go Places. It really is incredible, like, the grip that the NFL has on all of us. And it's still a week away. It's a week from today.
Has there been any stories about why? I think I have a theory as to why. They have so many different negotiations now with so many different channels.
Yes.
That it's no longer just CBS and Fox deciding who gets which game, and then throw in ESPN for the Monday night games, and then Sunday night for NBC. Now you have all these streaming services that are also in these negotiations. I just think it's a natural lengthening of the negotiation because there's so many more players in the game.
Yeah, the Christmas Day games on Wednesday is throwing a big wrench into things. The streaming services, Boomer Esiason said today that he thinks Netflix, you know, Netflix is trying to get more and more live events. They had the Brady Roast.
Yeah.
They have this Tyson fight. They're trying to get more live events, having people watch things live at a certain time. Sporting events are really the only thing that you must watch live.
Right.
So they want to get in on that game, too. And it's something that we want to talk about, the streaming stuff. If you want to weigh in on this, 332-3776, and then Barstool Big Cat will join us coming up at 4.
And coverage of the week surrounding the NFL schedule release is brought to you by Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana.
Waddle and Sylvie are back. Are back. Follow the show on Twitter, @WaddleAndSylvie, and @TWaddle87. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, it's a final. The quick work. Jeez. Well, I guess not that quick. The Cubs have been shut out by the San Diego Padres. They have lost 2 of 3 to San Diego, 3-0. I believe they only had one hit on the entire day. How about Dylan Cease, Peggy? Dylan Cease returned to Wrigley, returned to Chicago for the first time since getting traded by the White Sox. The former Sox pitcher and a cup of coffee with the Cubs. That's where he started in their minor league system. 7 innings today, no runs, one hit, 12 strikeouts.
Wow.
12 strikeouts, 313 pitches. His ERA now is 2.19.
Oh, my gosh.
He improves to 5-2. What a year for Dylan Cease, bouncing back from last year's disappointment.
That's amazing. That's like Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, look what happens. You leave the South Side, and these guys have, like, clear heads. They're having fun again. They're winning. That's really...
It
really sucks, to be honest with you.
It was poison last year.
Yeah.
The locker room was complete. Yeah. It was a poison. A poisonous locker room last year. And you're seeing it, yes. And people are talking about it on how bad it is.
Yep.
And it's like an interesting debate. I heard Cap and Hoodie talk about it, and they had two different sides about, like, do you get rid of Grifol because some of the younger guys are coming up and you may want someone else to develop them? Or do you ride this out this year because there's no really changing the manager because this is a bigger issue than just the manager? Like, what's the right way to do it mid-season here? It's not even mid-season. It's a month and a half in at this point.
Well, I think it gives Chris Getz a year to figure out who he wants and to bring his guy in. That's really what it is. It makes no... There's no reason to do anything during the season. Nothing's going to change. You know, just wait till the end of the season, and Chris Getz is just going to bring in who he really wants in there.
I heard Ozzie ripped him last night. Ripped the culture and ripped sort of like their effort level. But anyway, back to the Cubs. So one hit for the Cubs the whole day. A growing problem for them is Ian Happ. And another thing I heard the guys talk about this morning is when Saya does come back, maybe you give Happ a few days off, like 2-3 days off to sort of get out of his own head, to just kind of take a breath. Maybe the hamstring. He had a couple of different hamstring injuries, one in spring training, and then he tweaked his hamstring when he first started the season. Ian Happ, his on-base percentage is still okay at .346. The problem is his slug and his OPS. His OPS is about .650. He should be well over .800. His slug is .302. That's Nick Madrigal-esque. Like, that's something that Madrigal brings to the table. It's one of the lowest on the team. He went 0-for-2 today with 2 strikeouts. He's not giving you anything. Dansby Swanson, who homered the other day, looked bad at the plate again yesterday. It's ground ball after ground ball. He was given the day off today by Craig Counsell. So you've got sort of a couple of different issues right now. You've got the bullpen issue, which showed up yesterday. The Counsell didn't trust his bullpen. That's why he had to stay with Shota. Shota gave up the 2-run homer to put him behind. And then you have the bats issue right now, where the bats have, you know, not really hit. So you're just not going to win a lot of games, not scoring a lot of runs. And then there's so little margin of error for the bullpen. They have to be perfect when the starting pitcher comes out. I mean, Wisniewski, who again, started today's game, 6 innings, 3 earned runs. That's not terrible for Hayden Wisniewski. If you tell me Hayden Wisniewski is going to give up 3 runs in 6 innings, that's not bad for Hayden Wisniewski. For the year, he's 1.59 earned run average. But Cubs lose, and now they're going to face Paul Skeens coming up, I think, over the weekend, who's the top prospect in baseball. The Pirates are calling him up. So he throws over 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
That should be very, very interesting.
Oh, good.
So That's sort of the latest from Wrigley Field. The Cubs won a walk-off yesterday. They're now 22-16 after the loss. And still right around first place, but they lose 2 of 3 to the San Diego Padres, who have had their number this year. I think they went 2-4 against the Padres this year. All right, we're going to talk to Barstool Big Cat. Got a bone to pick with him. That's coming up next.